Gary, good morning. What have the papers got to say this morning? Do the headlines match the weather?
Oh, absolutely. Frosty as always. Good morning, JJ, and good morning to all the listeners on 101.5 FM. Look, JJ, big week of news this week. We'll kick off with Moreton Bay. Now, I'm sure all of the Moreton Bay listeners, they're hearing the news. Yes, the new budget is down. Yes, the rates are up. Bottom line, if you own your own house, expect $1,100 is your minimum rate charge. If you own a rental property, guess what? Over $1,300 minimum charge. Now, there's a question to be asked there. We're facing homelessness. We're facing a housing crisis. Surely we could find a way to not make it harder for people paying rent, because that's what's going to happen. It's all going to be reflected in a rent increase, unfortunately. Now, moving on from there, but we will stay with the Moreton Bay. We had an interview with Councillor Peter Flannery, the Moreton Bay Mayor. Now, he has flagged as a possible solution, and it's stressed, only a possible solution, that perhaps our regional showground should be used to house homeless people. Now, it would require a lot of work. They'd have to get state government approval. We'd probably need federal government assistance to actually put some form of housing, whether that's the upbringing in the army to construct a tent city. We don't know. A lot of detail. We are following this. This is a ongoing developing story, but this is something that we as a community have to respond to. Jumping across to the Somerset, let's go to the bright side. And, of course, the Woodford Country Carnival. I say that the Somerset. Woodford, of course, is right at the very edge of Moreton Bay. So apologies there, folks. So Woodford had their Country Carnival. This replaced the annual Woodford Show. It was a fantastic day. Great turnout, great weather. They didn't have the full show program, but it was still a fantastic event put on by the Woodford Show Society, a gold coin donation, and everybody just had a wonderful time. Now, last one for the week. As I said, it's been a fairly busy week. We were speaking with some residents over at Glamorgan Vale. Now, they definitely are in the Somerset. I've got it that time. And so some ladies there pointing out the state of their roads. They're calling for Somerset Regional Council to come out and have a look. Honestly, they took me out and they showed me the problem. It's Lark Hill Boundary Road is just one of many in the area. The gullies are honestly a half a metre deep. If you've got two vehicles coming down and there's a lot of people with horse floats and things like that, as they said, if two people meet going on that road and someone has to strip off to the side of the road, trailers have fallen into that gully. It is only just sheer luck that it hasn't been a horse float carrying animals, because the thought of what could happen if one of those fell into the gully is just beyond belief. Thank you very much. It's been a hectic week of news. We've got another big week coming up next week. So thanks to 101.5 FM. Hope everybody stays dry, stays warm, stays safe, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. You've been listening to Gary Worrell, editor of the Moreton Sentinel News. Thank you, Gary.